What is up, guys? Walla J here, and I'm here with my co-host,
Heart of War. And behind the boards, we got producer Chris. How you doing today, sir?
I'm good.
Noticeably absent today, again, for a second week in a row.
Matadora Roja. Boo. Talking about, I got my kids.
But that's okay, because you're here.
I am here. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Sorry for you guys.
Yes, so big night last night.
Yeah, man, we had a guy with really smart fight IQ figure everything out by second round. Just consider that bitch over. Consider it over, son.
Listen,
had you figure it out in 9-10 minutes the most.
Listen, at the beginning it was a good fight. It was like they were exchanging. And I thought on the third round, man, Ortega has the possibility of coming back.
Yeah, he came back a little bit, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. And then Max gets up from his stool in the fourth round, looks at Joe Rogan and says, this is the round. And holy shit, the pace that he put on him.
He did put a crazy pace on him.
Oh, bro.
Yeah. And Ortega, you know, I mean, he's a good looking dude, but you know, all the girls that were pretty upset at the end of the fourth round.
I'm sure they were.
Because he's the opposite of good looking.
Were you upset, Chris? Because I know you were pulling for him.
I was pulling for him, but I didn't even watch the fights last night. I went to bed. It sucks. I wanted him to win. It's not that I wanted him to win. I just thought he was going to because of the upcoming fights or the past fights he's had looked really good. Real dominant.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I mean, so he looked great. He still looked great. It's just that fourth round.
Did he just get outpaced?
Bro.
He got outpaced. He got outstruck. He wasn't able to get any takedowns. I mean, nothing. He even tried pulling guard at one point. It was.
First two rounds, I gave a slight edge to Holloway.
Mm-hmm.
The third round was Ortega. No doubt about it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, he came out looking pretty good there.
But then Max Holloway came, or Matt, how Art called him.
Sometimes I call him Matt.
So
he just hit that pedal for the fourth.
He just put the pedal down. Mm-hmm. He's just like, okay, this is my round. And man, he just teed off on him.
Yeah, you know, he was like, not messing around.
He neutralized his jiu-jitsu because, you know, I know that Ortega, when he's in a little bit of trouble, he'll look to take you down.
Yeah.
And, you know, he submitted Cub Swanson with a standing guillotine. Well, it wasn't a standing guillotine, but he jumped on him and Cub Swanson stayed, you know, standing and choked him out that way. And I can't remember the name of the guy that he was losing to. And in the last round, he submitted the guy.
Hmm.
So, you know, but he'd been working on his stand-up and it was noticeable. His stand-up was really good.
Just couldn't match the pace of Max.
He just couldn't match.
Not like Matt.
Yeah.
Max.
I'll be interested to see what the Gracie breakdown, if they do one on that fight.
Yeah, Henner didn't look happy for sure.
Yeah, so that's what I mean. Because their breakdowns are normally really good.
Yeah.
You know, so I'll be interested to see if they do a breakdown on that one.
Man, if not, Robin Black, dude, I want to see his breakdown on it.
Yeah, he'll do one. He does. I think his are on par with the Gracie ones, too.
I think his are really on par. And really, he does a lot of really good breakdowns as far as striking goes. I think that's why I really like him and how everything gets set up. And he does break down the grappling portion of it, too. But the striking portion.
Is he a
really
grappler
great.
Too, or
you know?
I don't think so. I think he is.
I mean, he's done mixed martial arts. He just wasn't that successful at it. You know what I mean, certain people have like certain body types that can do it. Certain durability. He just didn't have that. And he talks about that too. But he actually, I follow his IG, and his IG has like these little 1 minute breakdowns.
Yeah,
and it's super cool to see how he kind of picks apart what happened and how they set it up, and it's pretty interesting if you know fight analysis and such like that.
Well, I've heard him in other podcasts, and he sounds pretty knowledgeable.
Yeah, I think his striking would probably be a little higher striking knowledge than.
How come he's not doing any analysis for any of the, you know?
I think he does for other organizations. I don't think he does.
But I haven't seen him in Bellator. I haven't seen him in the UFC.
I don't know. It used to be before fight analysis. But now they have these other analysis guys in there. They have Ken Flo in there. And they have, you know.
They're doing the Sports Center style thing.
Yeah, they're doing it like that now.
Where you have like the pre-fight show where they break everything down.
Da-da-da.
Yeah. Yeah, so they're all setting up kind of that now.
that kind of feel. Yeah. So yeah, it's very interesting. But check out his Instagram, man.
Well, can we take Karen Bryan out of the equation?
Huh?
Who?
Never mind. You guys don't even know who she is. Let's move on.
No. Who is she?
What are we talking
about? She's in the pre and post shows for the UFC.
Oh, I know you're talking about. Yeah. Yeah, we can take her out, man. She's kind of annoying to me, I'm going to be honest.
Well, I mean, it's not that she's annoying, but, you know, it's the fact that you have a guy that's so knowledgeable, you know, and he's not doing any of the big shows.
Yeah, but you got to have the woman in there, bro.
Why?
Equal opportunity and shit. You know, you got some sort of.
Literally, I think.
Well, then they should have stuck with Misha Tate.
Should have.
She's easy on the eyes.
Yeah.
Mm.
She is.
That'll be some Misha Tate.
Misha Tate. It's that standard cookie cutter thing. You know, it's the woman, you know, showrunner, basically. And then the two guys who were fighters in the past or current fighters that offer, you know, their analysis and stuff. It's the same, like ESPN, half of ESPN shows are like that. You know, it's the half of the NFL shows are like that. I think the only one that's not, is the, I can't remember if it's Fox or.
Well, can we get a woman that has fought before in there?
I don't know.
I mean,
I'm assuming you could, but yeah, I mean, they just haven't. They don't, who knows, none of them meet the metric of looks.
Well, how do you know?
You need to go to Mexico and
find out. Bro, you slap on some of that thick, you know, makeup on, and anybody can look good. Shit, I could look good with some fucking makeup on.
All right. Well, challenge accepted. Yep, see what we can do with you.
See what we can do with that face and layer this bitch up. And
yeah, we'll get Tegan, to bring up her fucking suitcase of makeup.
Bro, I don't want to look goth.
No, she doesn't do goth, bro. We'll get her to put you some eyebrow or some eyelashes on.
And bro, I don't need.
No, I'm telling you, bro. She'll hook you up.
That'd be interesting, Walita.
She'll hook you up, bro.
Yeah, besame la bolita.
Walita bonita.
Because she does that shit. I'll be like, yo, come on, you're going to Lowe's with me. All right. 15 minutes later, she's like, yo, motherfucker, I'm ready to go. All right. Coming out, dolled up to the nines. I'm like,
background music starts playing.
I'm like, I'm sitting there looking at her, go, what are you doing? We're literally, yeah. We're going to Lowe's for
like
some fucking
girl. We're just trying to get some lumber. She's like, I know, we're going to get wood. I'm going to get all the wood.
Stop it. You're 14. Go wipe this shit off your face.
Oh my God. Did you say lumber? Here, there's Mexicans there.
Anyway, I just think that maybe
terrible.
Karen Bryan doesn't, you know, compose to anything on that show. I mean, I'm sure she knows her shit.
I'm pretty sure she
does. But I'd rather have somebody who's fought before.
Does she know her shit, or is she being fed the information?
It doesn't matter, because, you know, at least she sounds like she knows something.
Okay.
So
she sounds intelligent.
Hey, you know what? That's the thing with Amanda. Like, she'll give you the pass as long as you sound knowledgeable and you act like you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
But because Amanda's the worst anti-feminist woman. Like, you want to piss her off.
Well, why would she want to be a feminist?
Well, no. What I mean is like, it is hilarious when we do watch football.
Yeah.
They'll throw it down to the reporter on the field who's a chick in high heels and stuff like that on the field and is just talking bimbo-ish talk. It just.
So. Oh, God. Did you, like, throw the ball downfield and stuff?
It lights her up. She's like, why is
this? Well, what the fuck do you want? Do you want her wearing cleats or something and shoulder pads down there?
No.
Yeah, what do you want? Oh, actually, I kind of do, because they have that. Yeah, the Women's Football League, which, by the way, I think they have better action than the Men's Football League, to be honest.
You're talking about the lingerie?
That's almost a circus.
Circus. Those girls are, like, playing for real football.
Oh, they are, but, I mean, they're also shotgunning beers sometimes and shit like that.
That's how football should be played, I think.
some of them.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Some of them are like Caitlyn Jenner.
Okay. All right.
So if you're watching that.
That's what he says.
Watch out for that third leg.
All right.
I don't know, man. I didn't see Caitlyn Jenner's out there. I think you may be mistaken.
Yeah, no. I did see, me and Dad were laughing. They showed this picture. The article was the newest member of the Australians Handball League, whose wreck and shop is a 6'2", 230-pound male to female player. Now, this
no shit. He's no shit.
Yeah, this woman It literally looks like fucking Hulk running around the field playing handball. The picture is a picture against these small, you know, girls in hijabs and all like that. And she's just fucking laying them out playing handball. I mean, literally, she could come up here and beat
them. How do you lay somebody out playing handball? Handball, you play against the wall.
It's rugby. They call it handball. It's like a rugby.
I'm not fucking Australian.
You know how he is. He's like, oh, man, you're playing the footy ball? You're like, you mean soccer? Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Football.
Footy ball.
Football. Not American rugby.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm like, handball.
Well, I'm just going off what the article said.
Oh.
Well, okay. All right, just so everybody knows, handball means rugby.
Yeah. Pass the fucking ball. I was like,
no way. 230 pound man. He cut off his wiener. He's beating all these females. No way.
Because I used to play handball, but you slap a ball against the wall.
Yeah, that's how I knew handball. That's what I was thinking too. I was like, dang. I was kind of like, you're right, Wallow. And then he threw us a monkey wrench.
A monkey wrench?
He threw us a monkey wrench. What?
Anywho.
Hey, give me that monkey.
Speaking of monkeys.
Oh, God.
I'm just kidding.
I was like, here we go. All right. What about monkeys?
You were expecting something, but no.
Terrible.
What was I going to say? Joanna Champion and Valentina Shevchenko last night. That was a pretty good fight, man.
Pretty good fight. Yeah. I saw Shevchenko.
At one point, I thought something was wrong with what I was watching because they were moving so fast that I thought that. It was like the video was like, speed up in fast motion. But then I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Because the speech of the commentating was perfect.
Yeah.
No, these bitches were moving.
Yeah, no, they're moving fast.
They moved fast.
Every frame of it too. Yeah, man. Yeah. Every round was on point.
There you go. Here.
What?
I'll turn the screen some up.
That took you long enough.
There's your girl playing.
Holy shit, balls.
Like, she should be fighting Gabby, bro. Gabby, fight your next opponent.
Oh, my God.
Look at this poor chick.
Oh, my just God.
Took a fucking shoulder.
Wait, is that a woman up her ass?
Basically, yeah.
Wow. Oh, Lord.
Yeah. 6'2", 220 pounds.
And these other dainty chicks are like, what, 5'3", a buck five?
That looks more than 220 pounds.
Bro. Yeah, like, really.
Wow. That chick looks bigger than me.
It's totally fine. She identifies as a woman. She's a woman. Nothing you can say about it. You just have to accept it.
I'm so tired of that bullshit.
I am too. I'm tired of that. I'm tired of the, like this week I've been really tired of the fucking hate for the Christmas song. It's cold outside.
Oh, it's a rape song, bro.
It's a rape song. It's fucking,
Baby, it's cold outside, so why don't you come in and play with my balls?
Dude, it's so fucking crazy, man, because these same people, between that, like the shit going on with Kevin Hart this week.
What's going on with Kevin Hart now?
He got banned. He
didn't get banned.
Well, not banned. The Academy asked him to.
No, he did it on his own.
Well, he stepped down.
Yeah.
Okay. What's going on with him?
He had a joke, a tweet from
2014 or some shit like
that. No, it was 2015? Earlier than that. It was like 11.
It's just like the fucking Heisman Trophy winner.
I know.
But at 14, he tweeted some shit about gay people, and he won the Heisman yesterday, and today he was having to apologize for that. It's like, shut the fuck up. I was 14, already.
I was a retard. I am so sorry. Now can we just move on with the future?
I need you to apologize for using the R word.
You can't use the R word either.
No, I said retard. I didn't say retard.
No, it's close enough.
Listen, man. Let me give you the definition of retarded. Is something that is slow.
You don't. Okay? Look, you're like saying so, this.
Like so, your car.
That shit was retarded.
Look, you're so saying
it's slow.
This. Like,
yes, like my car is retarded because it's slow.
Look, you're using logic and you're thinking that logic actually matters.
Oh, yeah,
it doesn't.
Right. You're right.
It's feelings. Right. It's all about feelings.
My name is Jeff.
Yeah, I'm tired of that bullshit. I'm tired of people coming out saying
they're like my cousin's retarded. Like so is mine. And what does that mean? Doesn't mean I love him less. What the fuck, man? Does it mean I should put him in a normal job with other people who aren't slower?
No,
motherfucker. No, it just means they need extra help, and we got to provide that for him.
Yeah,
I'm not saying it in a negative way. Like, yo, you're a retard. It's like, you know, he's slower than everybody else, man. And when I say something else is slow, like it's retarded, i.e., like fire retarded material, that means like it burns slower, motherfucker. It's harder to burn.
retarding.
Yeah.
It's like that, the whole thing with Caitlyn Jenner, you know. Hey, if that's what you want to do, that's cool. But don't shove it down my throat.
Did you need a 60-minute special on it?
That I need to believe that, oh, this is beautiful and it's fun and it's normal. It's like, no, if I want to believe that it's not normal and that she's got some mental issues, that's my fucking prerogative to believe that.
I mean, now if we stopped her from doing something that she wanted to do, like a job or something like that, that's something fucked up.
Yeah.
But if like you're going to force me to
believe what you believe. Yeah. Way.
Well, the next thing now that's been popping up is like, well, if you wouldn't date a transgender person, it means you're transphobic. Like, no, motherfucker, I don't like dudes. Then now I turned into girls. I don't like that. It's not what I'm into.
I'm tired of that bullshit.
You know what I mean? It's like what if I don't want to sleep with a Chinese girl or a black girl or a white girl or an Asian girl?
Why wouldn't you want to sleep with a Chinese Indian girl?
I know, man. They're so little.
Well, they'll do whatever you tell them to. They don't even know what a feminism is.
Oh, you're talking about straight from China?
Yeah, like the one you order from the fucking the mailbox.
Do they come in cellophane? How does this work? So I have a friend that's a nurse and we're homies for a very long time. Like actually it's me, Vaughn, and her are like best friends and stuff like that. And every time we'd go hang out, we'd always like
your best friend.
Well, you're my best friend. But we'd always go hang out and people would be like thinking like we're dating or something. I was like, no, I just bought her off the internet. She's straight from the Philippines, dude. It's hilarious.
Panoy.
Yeah, she's
Filipino.
Pinay.
Do you do that to her?
Huh?
You go, stoy.
Stoy. I was like,
that's Filipino.
Maganda buwet mo.
You do that around Filipinos and they all stop and look.
Stoy.
Stoy.
Really?
Yeah. Do it. Like,
and then tell them sip sip titico.
Oh no,
I'm not telling anybody shit that you said.
That or knock nam puta.
No, I'm not saying any of that shit.
Mga napuwa mo.
I'll say hello. Hello, how are you?
He's like hello.
Because all the Filipinos I know, they speak English, so it's fine.
Speak of the English.
No, see, that's just racist.
Why is that? Oh, he's telling me it was racist now. Well, I guess he would know.
That is true.
Hey, I actually came across a racist joke Wednesday.
Okay.
That you haven't heard of before?
No, this was
one that you didn't write?
Yeah, one I did not write. Because
you write them all?
No, one I did not write.
Okay.
It's so bad. I'll send them to Miggy in our little
group. Fuck it, tell it.
No.
Miggy's a Puerto Rican cat.
Tell it.
No.
Well, then why are you bringing it up?
Because it was funny.
He's like,
but it was so bad.
But not funny for everybody.
Yes, not funny for everybody.
He's kind of like, it's the kind of funny where he stops and looks around first.
Nah, this one was actually so bad that I was like, yeah, I'm not even going to send this one.
Is it like
what's worse than a truck full of dead babies?
What's worse than a truck full of dead babies?
Unloading them with a pitchfork?
It's way worse than
that. It's way worse than that?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's pretty fucking bad, dude.
Yeah.
That's it's way pretty worse. Bad.
It's definitely a in-person one. I'll tell Miggy. I'll never put it in writing.
Wow. Yeah, because you have to apologize for that.
Yeah.
Five minutes on the line, you have to apologize.
Can I say it? I'm Puerto Rican.
I would have to write it down, and I'm not doing that.
He's like 40% Taiwan Indian. He's like 35% African American, and he has some Spanish in him too, so he can say just about anything. He's get a pass.
Yeah, you got that card.
So does it involve any of those three ethnicities?
Just one.
Yeah, he's racist.
Yeah,
he's talking about black people.
Yeah, just one.
It's about black people.
He's definitely not talking about Spanish or the Indians. That's for sure.
That's fucked up.
We did the 23andMe and me. I don't have that card. I can't pull it.
I thought about doing that. Doing the...
You know what would be funny? He's more black than all of us.
It wouldn't bother me.
No, I just think it would be funny. Because we're always like, oh, he's from Callahan.
Right?
He's probably black from the waist down.
Nah, that's a myth.
I don't know. I just wanted to say it.
That'd be hilarious.
You'd be like, hey, Chris, how's it going?
He's like, I always wondered why.
I mean, I do like Barry White.
You're looking great. Well, that's George Michael, fucker, so...
Oh, I know, but I'm just saying.
No, you didn't know. You said Barry White.
Well, yeah, Barry White's a fucking king, bro.
You just said he liked Barry White. Yeah. I don't think he was.
Yeah, well, I was playing George Michael's song, yeah. Anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think he was talking about that song, though. I think he was talking about...
Isn't George Michael the one that got caught in the bathroom sucking the guy off?
I believe so.
He's definitely gay.
But he's also...
Well, yeah, I mean, I know he's definitely gay,
but he's also dead, so...
He died from HIV?
Yeah. He did?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you went...
Why'd you laugh?
Because we said it at the same time.
Because of AIDS, right? He's like, oh, he died of AIDS.
No, I was laughing because you said the AIDS. I said the HIV.
No, you don't die from the HIV. You die from the AIDS.
Well.
Damn HIV.
He died from one of them. That's for sure.
Damn.
It must have been bad because, like, nowadays, you hardly ever hear anybody dying of the HIV.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
Keep that shit quiet.
Yeah. Probably.
Well, no, like Magic Johnson had the HIV, and he was like, I'm cured.
Yeah, he's not cured, but he's all right. You know what I mean?
Well, he also got money. Millions.
Well, I mean, come on. George Michael didn't have.
Yeah, he did. He did.
He didn't have money?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, but I think he got AIDS a different kind of way. Like,
what, butt transfusion?
Well, what's the difference? AIDS is AIDS, right?
Well, no, actually, it's not AIDS. It's different strains of it. Some are a lot more aggressive. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I thought AIDS was AIDS.
No.
Like Ebola's Ebola.
No. There's different types of AIDS. There's some really aggressive shit.
There's like butt AIDS.
That one is most definitely butt AIDS. That's probably the worst because it sounds like it hurts.
Do you have like what? Ball AIDS?
Ball AIDS?
I don't know. I mean, I'm just.
That sounds like roll AIDS.
You know, since you know about this, why don't you educate us?
No, shit. I'm not going to educate you. That's not my job.
Oh, okay.
Right.
That's not my job.
Hey. All right.
That's not my job.
Next time I need to know something, you don't have to.
How about this? Yeah. I don't have all that time and jargon in my brain. You can Google that shit. Go Google that.
No, that's okay.
Okay.
There you go.
Like last week when you explained what gentrification was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, next time. I ain't got time for that.
Yeah, I ain't got time. Google
I'll,
that.
I'll even sing the little fucking song that goes with, I ain't got time for that. I ain't got time for that.
I ain't got time for that. I ain't got no time for that.
Just like when people ask you shit. Hey, man, do you know... Can you know where I can find you? Whatever, motherfucker. Google, I'm not Google your Google. That
shit. I have people text me. And I'm like, you can really Google that, man. Like,
I
probably start, more credible than I am. For sure.
I'll start typing some shit like that, and then be like, the fuck am I doing? I can just go and Google.
Yeah.
That or YouTube. That's how I learned most of the shit that I've done with the podcasting. And
that's how I've learned and all the shit.
Yeah.
You can Google or YouTube and if at the worst, it costs you a little bit of money, but you know what? That's education that lasts forever, right? So is it worth it? Yeah, fuck yeah, it's worth it.
Because look, I'm not an expert on everything, but there are experts out there who put out videos on the shit that they're experts on.
Yeah. Sometimes.
I can just go and watch that, like a plumbing issue. Hey, I don't know that much about plumbing. Let me go look it up on YouTube. Boom.
There's by the way, guys,
35-minute video on it.
We do have a new sponsor, just to let you guys know.
Oh, who?
It's Wall J Concepts.
Oh, I've been seeing that.
I've been seeing that pop up everywhere. Everybody's using them.
Fucking flooding my IG with some stuff, man.
Well, sorry, bro. I got a lot of free time, so.
I like the, I don't know what this is. I've been working on it for a while.
The purple bell roll? Yeah. He's like, it'd be a slug. I was like, that would be a snail.
Slugs don't have shells.
Well, some things I do have to draw and shape and mold.
And you can put it in the system and you can manipulate it that way. And do you switch it into like a vector format so that way they can resize it without
a lot of the pixelation? Stuff, a lot of the stuff that I do is already in a vector format. So what I do is I trim it, shape it any way that I want. And if it looks off, then I'll draw whatever I need to.
And then hit the clear line, the clean lines. And
line it up. I did like the shoes. I mean, I'd never wear shoes like that, but I did like the shoe. The shoe was cool.
Well, I think that was just like a basic idea of what you can do with raw design. Because it was a Nike stencil, basically, right?
Yeah, it was a Jordan 5 vector. And I just started messing with it because it was an app that I bought, you know, and I started drawing on it and coloring and trying to figure out the app. And I'm like, let me see if I can do this. And, bro, I spent like fucking 3 hours on that thing.
It turned out good. Like I said, I liked it. Definitely liked it. I wouldn't wear shoes like that. I'd fuck them up. But
yeah, if I had shoes, a pair of shoes like that,
yeah,
they'll be like on display.
Yeah, they'd be in a case.
Because it was like the way that I did it, I had the background of the city of Chicago. But then, you know, the picture itself in the shoe was also the background in Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
On it, so I aligned all the buildings from the shoe to fit the actual skyline. I don't know if you guys got that, but
no, I did. No. It was pretty dope.
But I liked it.
But I also saw the picture, so I definitely know what you mean.
Yeah. So I just said
it was good, man. It was good. Just nod and fucking say yeah.
Yeah, I'm just. You know what it is, bro. I'm always looking for designs and shit like that to possibly have shirts done or whatever. And you start talking to these people and you see like some other custom stuff. And I'm like, man, I could possibly do that.
Well, I know that like you did that one time whenever we were looking for some designs that were coming from like a reputable guy.
Right.
And then literally you sat on the couch while we were at your crib waiting for other people to show up and made it a hell of a lot better.
No lie, though, like that inversion that you did on the rash guard, that's what made my shit, my wipeout rash guard look off the chain gang.
Yeah.
That was good. You're like, hey, you should reverse it like this. It's like, fuck yeah, frickin' reverse it. And yeah, it looked dope as fuck. But way better than the other one. And right. I know you like the other one, but I was like, it looks too gray washed out for me.
But my thing was this, that all these guys are charging a lot of money. And sure, I understand why they charge a lot of money.
It takes time.
But you know, some of the stuff that I've done, it takes me literally maybe an hour or two and I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, yo, I'm just going to start doing some logos for anybody that wants some logos and they want to brand themselves, their social media or whatever. And, you know, I'm going to charge, but I'm not going to charge like $100 or $200, mm-hmm. you know, like I the one that I had with the camera, I thought that was the best one so far. I was like,
man. I like the armadillo one the best, to be honest.
Really? Yeah, yeah, I kind of like the armadillo. The armadillo
one's dope.
Yeah. I like the armadillo. I like the gorilla one.
Oh, the silverback's boxing gym.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, that was really, yeah, the gorilla one was really dope too. The armadillo and the gorilla were super dope. Yeah. I really
like
it.
I could see somebody using, like, I could legit see that as a gym logo.
Cool.
Yeah, so I was
that's like, what I want. And, I was you like, know,
oh, that's cool.
I'll charge, you know, if I have to do a lot of work, I'm probably going to charge 50. But if it's something simple where I don't have to do a lot of coloring and reshape, I'll just charge you like $30.
I need a
$30
flyer for January.
$50.
But I need it for shoot it now, electronic flyer, shoot it now for promotions for January's.
$75.
That's $100.
Okay, cool. Deal. Yeah. Rush Venmo, you got Venmo, Cash App. How we do this?
Yeah. Rush jobs are more.
I do have Venmo and PayPal, so yes, I will be accepting all of that stuff. So
cool.
So just go to at Wild
Oak. How about I just? Go ahead and say that for the people.
Yeah, I was just trying to plug my shit.
Plug that for the people, but yeah. I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna give you.
So at @WallowJ_concepts on Instagram, and I'm only doing it off of Instagram. I'm not putting up a website. I'm not building another Facebook page. I mean, I'll post it on my regular Facebook page, but just, you know, straight out of Instagram. I don't want to spend a lot of money doing, you know, like marketing and putting up a website.
And you can promo the Instagram.
Yeah,
you can
sponsor that shit if you want. Man, I'm just going to keep it strictly on Instagram and share it on Facebook if anybody wants.
To be honest, I think IG is way better anyways.
Yeah.
You don't have to deal with everybody's shit. You can just put up sponsor post and pops up. I like it. Oh, what I was gonna say is, this is what I'll do. Since we got that rash guard,
yeah,
I'll get you a rash guard,
bro. No,
it'd be dope, bro.
That's
I want off you a purple belt one.
That's for the school, you know. That I'll pay you for the rash guard. Come on, and I'm not gonna charge you for something. It's you, motherfucker. Come on,
you motherfucker.
Anyway, at Wallow J Concepts on Instagram. Thank you very much. So if you need a logo, hit me up.
I'll make you holla.
Oh, Chris is looking it up. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep, yep. Hey, look up manufacturers. See which one can turn over. That's dope ass shit.
Did you like the one with the OG?
The OG was cool too.
Original ginger.
Yeah, yeah. That was cool. I was like, oh, totally thinking of Sonia there.
I kind of did it for Michelle, but.
Oh, yeah. That one too. Sorry.
Anyway. Bad.
Never mind. You could have went with it, motherfucker. Jesus.
the one with the camera, I had to update it because I thought of something after I had posted it. I'm like, oh, I should have done this. So I actually redid it. But anyway, moving right along from that. Look at it.
I'm looking at the two of them.
Okay.
Because they're like.
Right.
Mm-hmm. This is like one of those things where, you know, spot the difference. And I'm never good at those.
The second one, drop shadow, makes it look 3D.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Done.
Pretty dope. Hey, look, I made a head.
Yay.
Do you like it?
It looks like Krusty the Clown.
Kind of, huh? It looks like Sucky Panther. It looks like Sucky Panther meets Foo Dog. Look at this. Sucky Panther meets Foo Dog.
It is. I like
it. Crusty food dog. Anyway.
Dude, there's a lot of people that have gotten that fucking Sucky Panther actually tattooed on them.
Dude, well, it's like a thing.
Yeah.
It's like a, what is it? Like an Americana thing.
You've never seen it? The Sucky Panther? Oh, jeez.
What is it?
It's a type of tattoo. Like, I don't know if it was an accident before, or if they just did it that way. No,
that was how they drew it up.
It was a bad panther?
Yeah, but they
did that. That was really, really bad?
He's going to show you. It is fucking hilarious. It's hilarious. Sucky Panther. They have like a whole like thing on it. I don't even know.
Sucky Tattoos on Instagram is the one that's been really...
Is it a Black Panther?
Yes.
I've seen it. Yes. I've seen it. Yeah, with the mouth is like square. Yeah. It doesn't have like a real shape.
No.
Oh, God.
Like people have been turning it like, you know, like you've got that one. People have been turning it into actual...
Other stuff?
Yeah, other like tattoos. You've got Sucky Panther, Sucky Tiger t-shirts.
Yeah, that's the one that I saw, the one in the end. Yeah. I wish I could draw like that. That's okay. I just manipulated through a program.
Manipulation.
That's why it's really crazy, like watching Nick sometimes just grab an image, throw it on his iPad, sit there for 20 minutes with his pen on his iPad, and just
that's what I'm doing.
And literally just turn it into something fucking dope looking. And I'm like, fuck, bro. I wish I could do that. So but there again, you always go, man, I wish I could do that. That looks easy. You don't realize, you know, motherfucker.
It's a lot of time and effort.
Yeah, motherfucker's been drawing for 25, 26 years.
I can't draw like him, but.
Yeah. Went to college, art degree. Yeah. I mean, you know, he's put time into that shit, but.
Yeah, I don't have the iPad Pro, so I can't use the actual Apple pencil, which gives you a little bit of finer line.
Yeah.
And it's a little bit smoother, but I got a pen on Amazon and it works really good for my iPad, so I'm sticking to it.
Cool.
You know, one day if I can afford a Pro, then I'll get a Pro. But in the meantime,
I got a Pro and I got the pen. I play around in the Adobe app with it sometimes and stuff like that. Yeah. It's fucking nice.
Yeah.
He's like, just saying, bitch. That's what I heard him. I heard him say it.
No, I'm just saying. You ever want to test it out?
I got the Pro. I got the pen.
No, I don't have the same program you have. I just play with it a little bit. If you want to test it out one day.
I was going to get Procreate, but then I saw this one that's called Art Studio Pro, which is kind of like Pixelmator, but for the Mac, not for the iPad, because it's missing a lot of the features. So I got that one instead, and it's been working really great.
Cool.
So, and then I have other apps that I use to manage the stuff that I can't do there. Mm. So I got a slew of apps that I use to jumble everything together.
Cool.
So.
Yeah, because I've used it on the Food Dog image. Started playing around with shading and stuff like that on the iPad sometimes.
I got another app that I can actually animate some stuff. So I might be making some logos here shortly with moving parts.
Cool.
That probably wouldn't be good on a t-shirt, but for somebody's social media, like their Facebook logo or, you know,
Instagram
or their Instagram. Like
Cool.
Yeah. You just have to annotate that. Like, hey, this will be like a 2D rendering for this. And this would be animated rendering for your social media platforms and blah, blah, blah.
Every time I may be driving and I'm like, oh, I got an idea. And then I just go home and fucking do it. But anyway, did we talk about Sage Northcutt last week?
No.
Mm-mm. He signed with one championship.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. Oh, Sage.
Damn.
Anyway. I think it's a good thing for him, man. You know, he needs a little bit more.
Well, he was on a winning streak. He had won like two or three fights in a row.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why they let him go because he was looking really good.
Did they let – was he a
they didn't let him go. I think he paid out of his contract.
Yeah, his contract ran out. Yeah. But why wouldn't you resign him? Everybody loves him.
Probably better money.
No, he wanted to stay with the UFC. Dana came out and said that at this time they were not going to sign him.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So,
I didn't think I heard that. I thought I heard that he
– look it up.
He was able to buy his portion out of that and move on to the next thing. But maybe I'm wrong. You're probably right.
No, Dana said that they were just not going to sign him at this time.
Oh, Uncle Dana.
Yeah. And so he signed with one championship, which is kind of, you know.
Championship's been putting out a lot of really good fights, man. Yeah. They got a lot of good fighters, so.
And all their shit is free.
Yeah.
All their shows are free. All you have to do is just get the app And you can even stream it onto your TV because he's got that little icon for streaming.
Yeah, how cool is that?
If you have Google Chromecast or your TV accepts, you know, that DNLA, whatever.
Yeah.
You can stream it right onto your TV. That's what I've been doing when I was watching the fights.
Do it to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He said, we let Sage go.
Yeah.
He says he's young. Sage needs some work. Let him get some work in some other organizations, and we'll see where the kid ends up in a couple of years. Maybe we will pick him back up again.
Oh, yeah. That's what I heard. That's what I read.
Well, dude, he was doing great. I mean, yeah. Since he moved to Alpha Male, he was doing way better than he had before.
Yeah.
Well, I think he had, like, who was his training camp before? I think it was, like, his parents or some shit and some one other coach, wasn't it? I don't think it was anything crazy. So, yeah, moving to a legit team is, you know, once you get to those levels, man, you really do have to
step it up a notch in your training, yeah.
Yeah, in your training, you know, your hometown might not have it anymore. It is what it is. Yeah.
Some places are just, you know, that they can get you so far, and then you just got to move on.
Yep.
If you want to, you know, be in that upper echelon, you know.
You've seen it happen here in Jacksonville.
Oh, yeah?
You know what I mean? With a couple different guys. And
I know Colin went down to Miami to MMA Masters.
He needed to do what he had to do, and I'm waiting for Coslo to jump ship to next, man, to be honest. I mean, because he's pretty ninja. He's hardworking.
I see Coslo, like, somewhere in California, to be honest with you. Like, I can actually picture him out there somewhere.
Yeah, I hope he stays at the East Coast, though.
Why? What difference does it make?
I don't know what's the difference between the West Coast and the East Coast.
Yeah. Like, who would he be at? What? Or you just say that because of his, like, his low-key, his laid-back, like, this attitude that he would fit in California.
Absolutely.
I think he'd take that attitude with him anywhere.
I understand, but I see him over there. You don't have to change my mind.
Oh, okay. I'm not going to.
He had a little sign on him that says, change my mind. I was like, oh, yeah, motherfucker. Challenge accepted.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I just, all right. That's what I always thought. I thought he'd go, like,
I see him in Ohio.
Ohio?
I don't know. I mean, if we're going to change my mind.
Yeah. I see him in the opposite of Ohio.
I can see that too.
He's a coastal dude. He likes beaches and shit.
Yeah. So he's got to choose, does he want the sunrise or the sunset? Which is nice about Florida because you can just, you know, you can get either one.
What?
Sunrise over the ocean or sunset over the ocean. You can get it on the East Coast of Florida or the West Coast of Florida. If you go to California, you only get the sunset over the ocean because, you know, the east side of it's the land.
Okay, bro.
I'm just saying.
Unless you go to
Baja. Change my mind, bro.
Unless you go to Baja.
That's
it's right there.
Yeah. Good point.
What training facilities over that way?
Oh, nobody.
Baja. Tijuana Boxing.
He's like, I didn't think that far. Hey.
Yeah, right.
Tijuana Boxing.
Wait a minute. I was proving my point and backed myself. I painted myself in a corner. How do I get out of this bitch?
Well, that's more of like a bay.
That was trickery.
That's not the ocean.
Yeah, it's not an ocean.
It's not the same,
fucking
bro.
Up, man.
Whatever.
He's like, it's not South America. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's what he says.
Yeah. What the fuck, bro?
This guy, if it's not an island, really?
Right.
He's like, you get both on the island.
He was giving me shit down there because I was telling Amanda she made a bean salad this weekend. And we actually got it from our friend Erica, who's from Puerto Rico. Her mom gave her the recipe and she gave it to her in Spanish and had to translate it back down to English for Amanda. So I was telling Amanda, I was like, look, don't call this bean salad. This is Puerto Rican bean salad. So I tell Wallow that. I was like, yo, come check out this Puerto Rican bean salad. He like looks in and goes, those are garbanzo beans. That's not Puerto Rican.
We don't call them beans in Puerto Rico. We just call them garbanzo.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that like beans, macadamia nuts? You don't call
beans
them macadamia?
Beans are like, you know, the red beans, black beans. Yeah. We don't call them garbanzo beans. They're just called garbanzo.
Oh, okay.
You fuckers call it beans.
Well, we just do.
Whatever.
Because if I say, you know, well, I guess, okay, I can see your point. Sure. Garbanzo, kidney, you know, all right. Maybe I'll try to appropriate some of your culture. And
change my mind.
And I'll just
read that shit.
Yeah, I'll just start appropriating some of that culture of yours and stop calling them beans.
Yeah, no, well, you do that. You should not do that. Just stick with your bland food that we make fun of.
Yeah, that I season with salt and pepper. That's it.
Don't do that. Yeah. Don't appropriate anything.
Don't appropriate anything.
Because if you do, you're probably going to go to jail.
What? Really?
Yeah, because you'll be stealing compressors and shit.
Why would I be stealing
compressors? What's
generators.
Generators.
Jesus Christ. That's a big fucking difference between a compressor and a generator, bro.
Whatever.
He said, what are you going to do? Fill up tires? What's going on here?
So they
run some tools.
Go around the neighborhood. Oh, your tires look low. I'm going to fill them right up.
Yeah, that mighty white of you, sir.
I was about to say, I'm going to be mighty white and fill up your tire.
Hey, how does it going there, my friend? It looks like your tire's a little low.
Soleil, she just got back from Puerto Rico. She went down there for vacation.
Who?
Soleil, one of the tattoo artists at Black Eye.
So, okay, never mind.
What?
Nothing.
Did you see it? Did you see it on her Instagram?
I'm booing myself. Oh, I'm booing myself. I was going to make a bad joke.
So just a joke.
It was a joke. So I'm booing myself.
Well, at least you're equal opportunity. How progressive are we, right?
Right.
Great. Got to change our name now from Locker Room Talk to
Progressive Talk.
Progressive Talk.
I don't know. We might get we might get hit by Progressive for the trademark on that one.
Well, it's Progressive Talk.
I don't know.
Not Progressive Insurance.
Doesn't matter.
Or Progressive Action.
Ooh.
Progressive Action.
Is that even a thing? We can make it a thing.
We'll make it our own thing.
Damn right.
Bro, did you hear about that Progressive Action?
This is ours.
I'll make you a logo and shit.
There you go.
Bro, it's not just Progressive Talk. Like, they ain't just talking about it, but they put that shit to action, yeah. Son.
I know a guy who does logos. Man, pretty damn good.
Oh, my God.
His Instagram is on fire.
All right, what else is popping, man? What's
not a goddamn good with thing.
The world.
And Christmas party Friday.
Rest fun. In peace, Papa Bush.
Oh, yeah, 41 died.
I didn't know that they had like a... Like a show on it.
Oh yeah, bro.
Like they were streaming this shit, and I'm like, yeah. Bro, can you give him a little privacy?
No,
for him and his family.
What are you talking about, man? They fucking put his casket on the train and drove it through Texas.
Okay, Texas. You know, he's from Texas.
Oh, I know.
That's cool. That's his people.
That's his people. They put his casket on display in Washington.
Okay, well, so much.
But. 45 flew out Air Force One to pick up the casket, and flew it back.
Okay.
Yeah,
you know. That sounds like a good amount of money.
Good for him.
Supposed to be spent.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, it's president of the United States. I guess they do that.
I mean,
how many presidents have we had die in our lifetime that we've had to see? I'm trying to think, I don't know.
I just don't think that shit should be put on TV for people to see.
It's entertainment.
It's not entertainment.
It's entertainment.
It's like something that's private between. The deceased and their family and their friends, you know, don't put that shit on TV. Come on. Have some respect.
Yeah, but he's not he was a public figure. So I guess
doesn't fucking matter.
That part I don't necessarily care about. Mine is like, so how much does it cost to run Air Force One?
Yeah, true.
How much does that cost?
It doesn't matter how much it costs. I can afford it.
That's right. Well, we can afford it.
Oh, we? Yeah. Because that's right. Because it's not coming out of his pockets.
It's coming out of Oz.
That's, yeah,
for every sure. Every payday.
Hey, Chris, you got my money for the gas for Air Force One?
But like, bitch, I can like maybe do a little squirt of the pump. That's about it.
I can squirt on the tank if you want me to.
Yeah. Got a little outside. Oops, sorry. Just rub that in.
Wait a minute, what are we talking about? Oh my God. We're back to Locker Room Talk. Fuck progression.
He was drawing, and all of a sudden we start talking about jizz, and he's like, what? Oh, jizz?
Wait a minute, what are we talking about here? Sounds
moisturizer.
Sounds so crazy.
Hey, bottle that shit up, let's sell it, let's make a buck. I need a logo? Do you need a little squirt?
Bro, I'll make you a logo with a dick squirting. You know?
Is that what it is? Inside tied in a little jar?
Yeah. You can put a little 3D effect on the background for you.
For sure.
Give you some shadowing.
Whatever you want.
It makes it look like it's 3D, like it's coming at you.
Right? You need it veiny, non-veiny, what you need?
Oh, my God.
What
are you doing,
baby? I can do all kinds of shit.
This is terrible.
I just want to see that. So then Wallow's going to start looking at pictures of dicks as references for his drawing.
Oh, shit.
How much does a logo cost? this might be worth just dropping $35 to make you just draw a dick.
It depends, bro. It depends on what you want. I mean, if you want to shade it, you know.
Oh, well, I mean, it's a dick, man. I'm going to need the full service workup here.
Well, then, you know, it's going to cost you some money. That's for sure.
A little startup capital I'll throw your way there.
For sure, bro. man. You know, I spent a lot of time on this shit. If I'm going to be drawing dicks.
They're going to be perfect.
Yeah.
There you go. All right.
I'll take a picture of mine and outline it.
There you go. Cool. Yeah. Just, I can see you just lay it on the iPad trying to trace it out.
I can see it looking like, I can see it looking like a little pet can.
He knows. He's been up there.
Feel like Wallow's short and...
Short and stout. Stout. Hung like a soup can.
Hey, listen. Some people like that stuff.
Hey, they do.
Oh, my God.
So I did see that the Trump organization was... under fire for hiring illegal immigrants.
Trump, how do they, what?
Really? What, working on hotels?
I guess.
I didn't read that. I should really, I ain't read shit this week, bro.
It's like, no, don't build that wall yet. We need some people. Yeah, I think our Trump Tower in Chicago needs some people. Our Trump Tower in New Jersey needs some people. Let's hold off on the wall. We need some people to work under the table.
Okay.
you're on the Trump wagon right now, huh?
I just saw it. So I saw it last week and I'm like, oh, I got to remember this shit. This shit's funny.
I haven't seen it. I'll have to look it up.
Here, I'll pull up some fucking current shit.
No, that's all right. You don't have to pull nothing. This is what happens when we don't.
Yeah, when it's been the end of the year. Yeah. Dude, it's fucking rush, rush, rush.
It's been a rat race. That's for sure.
It has.
I
drove 12 hours just to go to a one night Christmas party with my company.
How did that go?
It's fun.
I saw the picture.
It was all right. I mean, you know, we had a good time. It was good to see a couple people. Well, I mean, the most of the Atlanta office was there, but I don't deal with everybody in that office. There's a few people I deal with. So it was good to, you know, meet them, touch base, face to face kind of stuff.
Touch base.
You know, it's nice to put a name behind the email.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Because you're at like a global company.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I'm talking to people from all across the globe through email. So it's nice sometimes to get to meet them. Be like, oh, okay, cool. You know, because you talk to them on the phone or shit like that.
But sometimes. Do they ever look like what you expect them to look like?
Sometimes. Depends if I just email them, you never really know. But if you talk to them on the phone, sometimes you get a little better shot.
Kind of like,
If he talks like a turd and walks like a turd,
right,
he's probably a
turd.
Yeah, yeah. There's some people that I'm like, man, I don't care to meet you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there were some higher ups from, you know, other places, and I was like, cool, nice to meet you. Yeah, I don't deal with you. I don't know. I really don't deal with your department, but you know, hi, you know, that kind of shit. Oh, what are you in? Operations. I'm in the field. I'm the monkey with the wrench that fixes your shit.
Oh, whoa, hey.
That's what we call ourselves, bro.
Yeah, so you're the white monkey.
Well, whatever.
The white walker monkey.
Why you gotta make it about color, bro?
Let's just be real.
Because we're progressive.
Yeah. This show is about progressive action.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I don't know, man, but so I had an old fashioned the other day.
Okay, and?
Good shit, wasn't it?
Yeah, so they make it with whiskey, too.
Mm-hmm. Did you do two or three fingers?
Three fingers is depending on the glass, a three-finger old-fashioned, that's pretty rough. I think that's what I was having Friday night, because they were going real heavy on the pours. I was like, bro, you're flooding this. This is just, all I taste is liquor.
Well, I like, the fuck?
Yeah, what you got going on? Jesus Christ. Someone crazy over
here. He likes the thumb.
Oh, wait.
Oh, there you go. That might help you a little bit.
Oh, I'm back. There okay, so.
Traditional old-fashioned cherry.
Yeah, cherry, little orange. Bitters, cube of sugar.
Cube of sugar, yep.
Two, three fingers of bourbon.
Yep.
Ooh. It's good, man. It's good. One cube.
Mm-hmm.
One cube. In the beginning, when I drink it, it's a little bit complex.
Yeah.
And then probably about like 1 minute, once the ice melts just a little bit,
yep. Boom,
comes perfect.
Yep, kind of melds it all together.
Yeah.
There was the best one I've had. There's a restaurant. I was actually talking about it with mom and dad when we were at the party. Because the old fashioned I had, it was okay. But like I said, they were heavy on the pour. But there's a restaurant they took us to, and they do a smoked old fashioned. which is still kind of a traditional fashion, but then they'll basically set it on a little like wooden coaster, smoke, fill a glass tube with apple, you know, applewood smoke or something like that, yeah. And then seal it and then let it sit. And then they deliver it to you like that. Then the smokiness gets into the drink. Oh, so good.
In 9 months later, you have babies.
What?
Nothing.
It's so weird.
About alcohol, man.
So weird.
That's right, because you get drunk and then, you know.
No, I do not get drunk anymore.
That's what he said. 9 months later, you have babies. Right. I get it now.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I see your head. So weird, this guy.
I don't remember the last time I got drunk. I don't get drunk anymore.
I do.
Very yeah, because
it was probably a Jalen.
This guy. You probably a Jalen.
Actually, I didn't.
No, because y'all eat so much that the alcohol doesn't have a chance.
I was there for like 12 hours eating straight nothing but meat.
Speaking of eating, I'm really hungry.
Oh, you just smell the food downstairs. That's all.
No, I'm pretty damn hungry.
Sorry. Well, yeah. I'm sure she might have something left over.
It's about that.
No, she don't. She already told you. We're not going to have enough if you keep eating that fucking shit.
Oh, dude, that beef was so good.
Oh, Andrew is struggling with that Indian food.
What happened?
Boy can't eat Indian food.
The curry?
Did they pull it out of the toilet or something? Or
no,
what?
No.
He can't. He just...
No, but what's crazy, though, is he messaged me, and he was like, you know, he was happy with it. You know, he was... I'm just saying off of this message. Just saying.
Oh, he was tickling his balls?
Maybe. That's fine.
Tickling your balls.
I enjoy a good tickle. He said he liked the taco bowl a lot better.
Yeah, that's him saying I don't like the Indian food at all.
Well, he said he couldn't handle spice, and I was like, don't worry, it's not that spicy, because if Amanda can eat it, it ain't spicy.
Yeah, well, it's too spicy for him.
It was too spicy for Amanda, too.
God.
Me and Nick were like, dude, this shit's banging.
Yeah, well.
That's all right. He won't have to worry about that this week. There's nothing super spicy this week.
Bro, if I'm not sweating, it's not spicy.
How boring is that? Are we going to go eat after this?
Where do you want to go?
I don't know, but I'm fucking hungry.
We can.
Fuck it. That's it. We're done. Art's hungry. Bye.
It's been an hour 15.
We got
no.
Time.
No, it ain't. It's been like 54 minutes.
Yeah.
What?
55 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay, 5 more minutes.
Listen, we can cut it short. This is our podcast. We can do whatever the fuck we want.
Man
but,
needs to
But
eat.
You just got to know that I got to edit after this shit. So I'm going to be sitting here for at least
15, 20 minutes?
Bro.
Yeah, bro. You don't
bro,
know that
the
because
the supercomputer went
see,
super
that,
quick.
See, that's the thing.
Yeah.
He, no. What happened to the supercomputer?
He just shows.
What are you doing? Why is it slowing down?
It's not slowing down.
No, before he was doing it in 5 minutes. 15, 20 minutes? You're adding time. You're fucking with me.
See, you don't realize this because once the mics go off, you like zip
yeah,
up.
Hey,
you're like,
you leave.
PC later, and you're down those stairs.
I'm normally here for another hour after you leave.
Bullshitting. Yeah.
That and editing and
editing.
At least he didn't lie about it. He's like, no, I was only working.
And but putting it on Spotify and shit like that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because we're on Spotify now.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We are on Spotify.
You don't know, now you know.
Yeah.
So how's the metrics coming on that?
We're big time. We're trending.
What? Nice.
Yes.
I mean, not off this episode, because this episode is rough.
This episode is going to shit right now.
This episode is going to shit. Not right now, before.
This is the kind of episode that when you think about it, you're like, fuck, I don't want to post this, but then you post it anyway because it's content.
It's content.
Yeah.
Not everything's always a hit, guys. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Logos, dicks.
This is probably like a single. Normally we try to hit doubles and triples, and maybe every once in a while we'll have a home run, but.
Yeah, this one's definitely.
Hey, you know what? We're on base.
I was almost thinking about bringing Bob.
Hey, it's almost like a walk. It wasn't quite a hit.
No.
Like, it wasn't quite a single, but
like showed up.
But it technically is a single because
or a bunt. Because
we got to first base.
And first base is posting. That's what first base is posting.
Why didn't you bring Vaughn? He would have been cool.
I was thinking about it. I was really thinking about it, man.
Why didn't you?
I don't know, man. Because I was just, hey, listen, man. Sometimes.
Listen, it's the end of the year. People are busy.
Sometimes I called him actually. I messaged him. Excuse me. I said, hey, what are you doing? I was like, are you working? He's like, no, I'm not working. I was like, well, that's good. What I meant to say was, hey, come do the podcast with me. But to be honest, I was a little in my own brain today, all day.
Well, you're always in your own brain.
So I just laid there until it was time to come to the podcast.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was in his own brain, and he's like,
oh, my God.
Moisturizing.
She's got big titties. Oh, shit. Look at this Instagram post.
Well, I mean, you do have to moisturize right now, man. It's getting cold outside. The air is getting drier. So
here we go.
You got to keep the skin complexion nice. So moisturize.
Yeah. You got to keep that skin down there, too. pretty smooth.
Yeah. Telling me. Polish the helmet.
You guys.
So there I was. I was so
I'm done.
So there, so there I was.
It's a wrap.
I was laying down on my bed and
all right. Seriously, like 10 times in a row is pretty annoying as fuck.
What, dude? That's his drop this week.
Apparently so.
Do the drop!
Yeah, drop. That's right.
Woo! Anyway, guys, we are going to cut it short because
Art's hungry.
Pumpkin over here is also a little hungry. And
Pumpkin.
Quite honestly, we...
we're a little lackluster. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, man.
It wasn't a high energy one today.
No, sorry.
My jokes were hit or miss.
We've been busy this week. Yeah, I'll be busy next week. Yeah.
So hopefully next week might be better.
But if you got anything out of this, Wallow does logos now. Hit him up.
Yeah, that's right. Hit up my new IG.
Damn right.
Wallow J.
You done forgot it.
You forgot Wallow
J underscore Jesus. Concepts.
There you go. Wow. Well, really, wow. Way to really plug your...
Bro, I forgot my own shit.
Wait a minute. What's my own name?
What's my own name?
Shit, I forgot what...
Man, concept. Thank God you just named it your name and concept.
I know, right?
You could have been clogged with something crazy like Armadillo Concepts.
Right?
Armadillo Logos.
Look that up on your computer. I forgot what my shit's called.
What's shit. You're on your IG. What's that look like? Wallow J underscore Concepts.
You yeah. Go.
You're in it.
That's right. Anyway, if you're looking for a simple logo... for your brand, social media, hit me up.
Hit your boy up.
That's right. I'm doing stuff.
Yeah, support local businesses.
I'm trying to get creative and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Player. Yes, you.
Any shout outs you want to give out, Art?
Fishy. No, I don't know.
He's fucking hungry. He's got nothing else but short ribs on
food.
His mind. Yeah.
We need food.
Anyway, guys, thank you very much for your support. We appreciate you listening to our lackluster episode this week. And we'll catch you next week.
Short ribs.
Peace.
Barbecue.